And Edith's just giving us a little present of sushi. Oh my God, she's so healthy.
Is that what that is?
That, well, they're...
They look like peas to me.
They're posh peas. What are they called?
Edamame or something.
I don't know, I have no idea.
She's posh, isn't she?
I only recognise peas if they come out of a freezer in a bird's eye bag.
Tin. Yeah, they're posh peas.
Or a mushed up.
Posh peas off sushi. I don't really understand, but it's very kind of her.
Yeah.
Right, I've got a bit of Avril Lavigne and DTA. Okay, a girl that wants me to change her name. She won't come on the air. I called her, like, millions of times.
You've tried, haven't you? And yeah. She's annoying you.
Yeah. Let's call her Claire, all right? She doesn't want her identity revealed.
Okay.
Claire's a safe bet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, Scott. Yesterday, I had my hair done, looking lush. I was all chuffed with myself, chatting away to my best friend. Then I put down the phone and rang my boyfriend. Me and my boyfriend have been going out for almost 6 months and have been living together for 3 months, but he still hasn't said he loves me.
Right.
So, I'm chatting away to him. And I go to say goodbye, and out of nowhere, I go, bye, honey, I love you. Why, oh, why did my mouth say it without my permission? Then I panicked, hung up, then rang him back and apologised, and now it's a wee bit awkward. Help. P.S. No, he didn't say it back.
Oh, no.
Right, this is why I want to speak to you, Claire, right? I'll try you again in a minute. Please answer your phone. Don't be scared. I've changed your name. It's all fine. They've been living together for 6 months.
No, living together for 3 months.
Right. Going out for six. But she doesn't love him.
No, she does love him.
Well, he doesn't love her.
No, he doesn't love her.
Right. I mean, are they sharing a bed?
I would imagine.
Is he just a flatmate?
Maybe he just needed somewhere to stay.
Scott Mills, Radio 001.
She's not going to answer her phone now, is she?
Or maybe not.
Hello, it's Louise.
Hello, Louise. How can I help?
Hello, I want the My Chemical Romance ticket so badly.
Right.
For my boyfriend.
Right, you have to keep listening for Gerard.
Okay.
Off of My Chemical Romance.
Uh-huh, okay.
Right?
Yes.
And also, you can win online as well. We've got hundreds of tickets. Don't stress.
Okay, all right. So I need to calm down.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Why does your boyfriend want them so much?
Well, he's a massive fan, and if he doesn't get them between you and me, he might cry.
Is he a bit of a crier?
Yeah, he's a little bit emotional.
What does he cry at?
Anything. Puppies. Andrex adverts.
What was that advert that you cried about a while ago, Laura?
Gravy.
Does he cry at the gravy advert?
The gravy advert. I haven't seen him cry at that one.
Right.
But admit, I'd be more than worried.
Does his makeup run when he cries?
Does his makeup run when he cries? He doesn't wear any, but I'm sure it would if he did.
Little emo joke. Well, listen, next time you hear Gerard, you've got to call up and win, okay?
Okay, okay.
Actually, is he there? Is he there now?
He's not, no, he's working.
Oh.
He's probably crying now at work because I've said what I've said.
Thing is, I mean, like, if he was there and you could have put him on the phone then, I would have given him tickets.
Oh,
if he
had, no, you can't say that.
Only if he'd cried.
Oh, no, you can't say that. He's crying at work now, I'm sure.
Is that mean?
Yes, but quite mean. Good.
Can he cry on demand, you know?
Can he cry on demand? Don't know.
And that's a great idea.
That would be mean.
I really like that, you know?
Yeah.
Either make them cry or make them eat their leg. Oh, that would spice up the competition. Step one, you say... Right, this is an ad on TV that every time it comes on, it just gets like, every time. Ready?
Yeah.
For what we are about to receive. Country vegetable chicken.
Dad's home from work on time.
The telly switched off.
Sitting, chatting about stuff like
how I raised my knee at school.
Our holiday in Mallorca.
And my painting of a crocodile.
Eating proper food and sitting together.
For this, may we all be truly thankful.
Oh my God!
You are strange.
Every time!
sorry.
Right, let me just clear something up here. If you wondered why I asked Georgina off the news what shoes she were wearing today, it's because Emily Evans, one of our listeners, has sent me this email with a link to a website that claims Georgina Bowman, off the news, wears these special shoes. called Chung Shi, which is a German band, but based on a Far Eastern philosophy and lifestyle.
Which George was unaware of.
Yeah, well, she only wore them once, she just told me, but only because she was doing a feature on them on Newsbeat.
So she doesn't endorse them?
No, but it says on this website, there's a big old Radio 1 logo, and then Georgina Bowman wears Chung Shi.
Has that increased the sales?
I don't know. It says they make walking and running more dynamic. I've not noticed her being any more dynamic around the office.
Well, she just said they made her feel sick, so maybe that'll be the next strap line.
I'd quite like one of those celebrity quotes endorsing the product to go up on the website. They're a bit wobbly and made me feel sick. Georgina Bowman, Radio 1. But think about it, all those people who bought those shoes because Georgina Bowman wears them, they're going to be really upset. Seriously, get your lawyers onto that one. And now it's been revealed that George doesn't wear them and only wore them once and they made her feel sick.
Made a wobble.
Yeah, what's that going to do? We need to... Well, this is a job for Watchdog, I think.
You going to get onto Nicky Campbell?
Yes.
Go on.
What?
Do your Nicky Campbell impression.
Let us know. Very good.
Radio 1, Scott Mills.
It was Scottish, I suppose.
There's a good Freemasons dance mix that we played on Floor Fillers on Friday, which is really good of that. That's Beyonce, Beautiful Liar, on Radio 1. It's anyone can do it. It's great doing a Shakira impression. 5:31. It makes me happy.
Does it?
It does.
Breasts, I'm humble.
Now, I love a bit of wife swap.
Yes.
Don't we all, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But they do it better in America. Because, am I right in saying, they've got more freaks there?
Yeah, it's more extreme, isn't it?
Do you remember this one? From the American wife swap? With the pirates?
Monday, September 18th, it's the biggest, boldest, most bizarre wife swap season premiere yet. A family of pirates. You heard us, pirates.
Mad Sally, bring it on, the chaos.
When a wench and a wife swap lives.
I'm gonna be dead.
Oh my god.
This tale will end.
Hello!
Overboard.
In a real mutiny.
You're hurting our family.
I hate you.
The two-hour season premiere of Wife Swap. Monday, September 18th, 8, 7 Central, only on ABC.
Now that is a season premiere, isn't it? A family of pirates. Has that one been on here yet? I don't think it has.
No, I haven't seen it.
Channel 4 or E4, please, please show that one. Now, this is the one from the other night. If you didn't see it, two families who swap mums. One family are kind of city types and they love their international cuisine.
From San Francisco.
They believe... What was that?
It was an American. Start on my accent.
They believe if you listen to classical music in the morning, it stimulates your mind for the day and they're obsessed with cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And the other family are different. They live off the land. They're kind of self-sufficient. They think chemicals are evil and they think bacteria are your friends.
Yes.
Listen.
We eat raw meat, raw chicken, raw beef.
Hey, Lee, have you had your egg yet?
No.
We have two children, Lee, who's 15, and Alicia, who's 13.
Usually I try to do about a dozen eggs a day.
The worst thing about the diet is everybody thinks you're a freak.
No, really? So that's the family who have a special raw food diet.
Only raw food. Yeah. Nothing can be cooked because germs are good for you. Mm. So that was why they had raw chicken and raw beef and raw eggs.
And that's right. He eats 12 eggs a day.
They each have to down.
It's like they do it like shots, don't they? Not cooked in any way.
Oh, it was revolting.
Imagine it. Raw meat, 4 months later. Oh! Now, can I ask you, what kind of toothpaste do you use? Is it kind of minty?
It's minty and has three stripes, all for different reasons.
Oh, the stripy toothpaste.
Yes, it's very nice, I like it.
They don't have minty toothpaste, this family.
No.
They make their own, out of butter and clay.
Making our own toothpaste is another way of being chemical-free. Mike's great at brushing his teeth with this. He'll even let this sit out, and then so the butter turns to, like, blue cheese tasting. And he says, oh, bubblegum.
I was so close to being sick on Sunday night when watching this.
Maybe the toothpaste makers are missing a trick there, though. blue cheese toothpaste? That could be the way forward.
With a hint of clay.
Hmm. Check this out.
This will be very interesting because I don't shave my legs.
Wow.
Right, that's Barbara, and she hasn't shaved her legs for some time.
I don't think. I don't think she'd...
I'd like for Kim to shave her legs.
Okay.
It's been 7 years since I changed my life, and I don't miss it. This is vanity.
Now, you know, 7 years.
It was 7 years, was it? All I can remember is that little bit, and she got into the shower and shaved her legs, and then they focused on the shower, and it looked like a shag pile carpet.
Oh! Gross. Now, she's not shaved her legs for 7 years. Now, you know, we were saying the other day, it's that kind of time of year where, you know, spring is in the air and ladies start thinking about shaving again as they reveal more of themselves. And we thought we should have a ladies' day where you could take a day off and, like, just have a shave. Right?
Yeah.
She'd have to take a week off.
At least.
Ladies' week. Oh, there's something else she's forgotten as well.
Hey, Barbara.
What?
It's a halter dress around the neck, so your underarms are going to show.
I need some scissors then.
Oh!
Now, at that point, I actually had turned away from the telly, so I have no idea what her underarms are like, because I couldn't watch anymore at that point.
Wow, she's one hairy mama. She's got, like, Beth off of the Gossip armpits. Amazing. Well, so you don't get this on the British version, do you?
Squeeze and go down, just like that.
Okay.
Get on down, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Now, can you guess what they're doing here?
Squeeze and go down, just like that.
Okay.
Get on down, there you go.
Oh, my God.
That's right. She was milking his cows.
Yes.
So, the family that do eat cook food took the others out for a nice meal, didn't they?
Yeah.
Not raw.
No.
Remember, they normally eat only raw meat and raw eggs and butter toothpaste.
And they drank off milk.
Guess what happened?
I'm not feeling very well at all right now. I feel like somebody's just kicked the wind out of me. But my kids are suffering right now. I hate to see my kids in pain.
I know. Everyone does.
Listen to her. I know. She's the one putting them through this. She's been torturing his children by making them eat proper food. Heartless cow.
I know.
With her international cuisine.
Her cooked food theories.
I just feel really terrible right now. I'm doing this to my children. They're such troopers.
Yeah, he really did say, they're such troopers. Remember, all his troopers have done is eat a burger and chips.
I can see why he's getting emotional. And I want to do the rules, but I don't want to do it at their death.
Oh, it's a burger.
They only had fish and chips or something.
Jeez. But he's another man, see, that doesn't mind crying. It's all out there. He cries after eating international cuisine.
Give him some tickets.
French. What about some Italian food? Maybe a beef bourguignon. Chicken Kiev. Shepherd's pie. Coco van.
Phyllis a fish.
Lasagna. Etc. Oh, I've just been playing innuendo bingo myself. I did just say I love a bit of wife swap. Camille Jones, Fede Legrand, Creeps, and I still remember Block Party.
So I watched that hour, and I was nearly sick for the majority of that hour, right? Yeah. And then just when I didn't think it could get any more stomach churning, it did, right at the end, when they showed a clip of Vanessa Feltz getting out of bed with Paul Daniels. Oh. And that was it. That was vomit everywhere at that point.
I've seen that trail. Isn't it on a Sunday?
Seriously, Vanessa Feltz in bed with Paul Daniels.
Celebrity wife swap. With Vanessa Feltz and her bloke, who is the singer off of Fats and Small. Remember them? Turn around.
No, not really.
And
is he Fats or Small?
I don't know. I don't think he was either.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yeah. Make up your own Vanessa.
No, this is our no.
Rubbish. And poor Daniels and the lovely Debbie McGee.
Yeah.
The thing I couldn't get about that one that I watched last night, they don't even wash their hands between milking a cow's arse and then eating raw meat.
No, because all germs are good.
Right. Did you see the bit where his wife licked the other family's kitchen floor?
Yeah. By the way, I don't think you milk a cow's arse, by the way.
Well, you know what I mean.
Right, okay.
Same area, isn't it? I don't know.
No, I don't
Texas,
think so.
Texas, 8-1, never mind. Scott Mills till 7 tonight on Radio 1. 5:45, here's Georgina Bowman.
Digital.
FM. Right, imagine, shopper, you're going to get a burger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we wouldn't do that with our new fitness regime.
No.
But imagine if you were, right?
Yeah.
And they served you the wrong burger.
What do you mean the wrong burger?
Well, they don't give you the one that you asked for. What do you do? What do you do?
Well, as long as it as long as it was the same type of burger, as in, like, if it was a hamburger, and it was still a hamburger and not a chicken burger, then I would be fine with that.
Would you call 999?
Strangely enough, no.
Right. Ryan in Peterborough has sent me this. Thank you very much, Ryan, off of YouTube. Right, here's the beginning of a call to 911, the emergency service in the USA.
Tech department, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm over here at Burger King right here in San Clemente.
Mm-hmm.
No, not San Clemente, I'm sorry. I live in San Clemente. I'm in Laguna Niguel, I think. That's where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
I'm at a drive-thru right now.
Uh-huh.
I ordered my food 3 times. They're mopping the floor inside, and I understand they're busy. They're not even busy. Okay, I've been the only car here. I asked them 4 different times to make me a Western barbecue burger.
Now, that's probably not what you hear very often if you're a phone operator for 911.
No.
I think she's expecting the next bit to be, so I shot her.
Yeah.
but no.
Okay, they keep giving me a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, onions. And I said, I'm not leaving. Uh-huh. I want a Western burger because I just got my kids from Taekwondo. They're hungry. I'm on my way home and I live in San Clemente.
Uh-huh.
So your kids have just done Taekwondo. They're hungry. They don't get the right burger. What do you call 911? That's what you do.
So maybe their kids have done Taekwondo on the burger man and have attacked him.
No. That's not the reason for calling 911. The woman on the phone does sound a little confused by this point. Now, at this point, it gets a lot worse for the woman who got the wrong burger. Right?
She gave me another hamburger. It's wrong. I said 4 times. I said, I want it. She goes, can you go out and park in front? I said, no. I want my hamburger right. I said, I am not leaving this spot. And I said, I will call the police because I want my Western burger done right. Now, is that so hard?
Exactly. Is it so hard to get a Western burger done right? Your
no.
kids are done Taekwondo. They're hungry.
You live in Sacramento or wherever.
Yeah. So at this point, the phone answerer wants to know, because she has called 911, how she can help her.
Okay, what exactly is it you want us to do for you?
I send an officer down here. I want them to make me right.
Ma'am, we're not going to go down there and enforce your Western bacon cheeseburger.
What am I supposed to do?
That's why I'm calling 911, you idiot. You tell me what to do. We're not going to go and enforce your Western.
Strangely enough.
So I just sit here and
you need to calmly and rationally speak to the manager and figure out what to do between you.
She did come up and I said, can I please have my Western burger? She said, I'm not dealing with it. She walked away.
She walked away?
Arrest her.
Yeah, I called 911. How patient is the woman on the other end of the phone, though? I would have gone a long time ago.
This is not a criminal issue. We can't go out there and make them make you a cheeseburger the way you want it.
Well, that you're supposed to be here to protect me.
You're not being attacked by a cheeseburger, are you?
I pay my taxes. I've got a Duff burger. Protect me.
Well, what are we protecting you from? A wrong cheeseburger?
No.
Is this a harmful cheeseburger or something? I don't understand what you want us to do.
Just come down here. I'm not leaving.
No, ma'am, I'm not sending the deputies down there over a cheeseburger.
That's right. Don't you send the deputy. Is it a harmful cheeseburger? That's my favorite.
I'm sitting here in my car. I just want them to make my kid a Western burger.
Ma'am, this is what I suggest. I suggest you get your money back from the manager and you go on your way home.
Okay.
Okay? Bye-bye.
Unbelievable.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
What are we protecting you from? A wrong cheeseburger?